Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. It's your boy Dan in the building. We got a top 10 player in the state of Virginia. Number one in our hearts, though. He's going to help us in the trenches, man. Pivotal part of what we're trying to do here at Virginia Tech, man. We are happy to have him. He is from Green Run. He is 6'6", 295 pounds. Shout out to the short kings. Just kidding. man, Tommy Wilder, how we living, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm living great, man. You know, taking it day by day, step by step.
Hell yeah, man. So are you from the beach area, like born and raised?
I'm from the beach, but, you know, I grew up in Norfolk. So I was in the beach half of my life, you know, Norfolk most of my life, so. No, that's kind of how it was.
I got you, man. And at what point did you fall in love with football?
I fell in love with football at an early age. You know, I told my dad I wanted to go to the league at least 5. So, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then that's great. And then so what age did you started at 5? Pee-wee football?
I really started at 4, but that's when I knew, like, yeah, this is what I really wanted to do. I know it seemed crazy because, like, you know, such a young age, but, yeah, that's what I really wanted to do.
I remember my birthday is late August, so, like, I was always at, like, that cutoff point. So, like, my first year, I basically just practiced before I could ever play. So, I had, like, a redshirt year in Pee Wee football before I was able to get it going. But
so, you was basically, like, the oldest.
No, because I started school early versus starting late.
Okay.
But at what age did you realize, like, yo, like, I can really do this for real?
I say probably about the age of 10, because, you know, like, I say, yeah, about the age of 10, I was playing Little League, played for the Virginia Beach Cavaliers, Hampton Roads. I played for them. You know, we was just whooping kids. You know, we was just doing kids dirty. And I was like, yeah, I can really keep on doing this. Like, yeah, this is my sport. You know, I was throwing kids around. The biggest on my team, you know. So that's how I really was. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep this going. I can see I can bring my family. You know, I can really keep doing this.
And what age was your earliest offer?
14.
And who was it?
It was Duke. Duke was my first offer. It was Duke, then Campbell, and then Tech. Tech was my third offer, but Tech stayed with me the longest.
Okay, and that would have been Ron Crook, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I guess so. Now you've had the pleasure of getting to know Ron and Matt Moore. What would you say was the biggest difference in philosophy between the two?
I say Coach Moore is a little more hands-on than Coach Ron Cook, you know. Coach Moore, you know, he's not scared to play freshman, you know. And I didn't really know Ron Crook for playing freshman for real. So, you know, that's what I see really big difference. Coach Moore is really hands-on with everything.
I got you. And through your whole recruiting process, I mean, you had, like, what, Penn State, Maryland, Alabama, Duke,
yes,
like all these big schools. It's like having like 8 girlfriends, brother, but they all want to give you stuff versus taking from you. So how difficult was it for you to set that aside and like figure out where you really wanted to go?
You know, it was kind of difficult. You know, it was a little bit of pressure because, you know, at such a young age, I didn't really think this was really going to happen for real. So, you know, it was a lot, but it really wasn't a lot. You know, I just evaluated my my decisions very wisely, you know, and I just already knew what it was from day one for real. So, yes, sir, that's just really what it was.
And you said that you didn't think it was going to happen. So when did you realize, yo, this is actually, I'm actually going to do this?
I'll say about 14 when I got that first offer. I was like, yeah, it's time to go.
Absolutely. And what set Virginia Tech apart in the end? Because those are some favorable, those are some big schools, and some of them have had more recent success than we have. So what made you still want to stay home and keep the crib to crib?
You know, real Virginia boy, you know, 757, you know, I'm really from here for real. So like that really separated everything. You know, this is home, man. Like I said, I kind of already knew what I wanted from the get-go, you know, and that's just really what it was. So I just wanted to stay home, you know. I love Tech. You know, I always seen Tech since I was little, you know, around on cars, you know, just popping up on TV here and there, you know. So that's what really just set everything off from there.
And I see you guys wear New Balance uniforms now at Green Run. Are they like that? Are they nice?
Yes, sir. Those Jones, nice. And to me, we got the best uniforms. I don't know what everybody else be talking about, but to me, we got the best uniforms. That white, that all white, and that all green. That Jones, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, nah, they look fresh. And with the pink gloves, you got it. You out there? You got that drip?
Yeah, you seen that, right? Yeah.
You got that drip, man. Are you going to report early in January, or are you going to come in the summer?
Yes, sir. I'm coming in January for sure.
And you're going to get in with Coach Ferg. Have you met Coach Ferg yet?
Yes, sir. I met everybody. I know everybody, yeah. Man.
Yeah, they family now.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
How relieved are you to know, like, yo, I'm going to a new place, but I got, like, five or six dudes on the team that I played with like my whole life?
I'm very relieved. You know, this was a very hard process, you know, just getting the recruitment, you know, going. So, you know, I'm very relieved. I'm going somewhere where I already got teammates. So it's not like it's going to be no chemistry. So, you know, it's already going to be chemistry there. So, you know.
Nah, absolutely. Have you been bonding with the with your future O-lineman at Virginia Tech?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Especially when I'm up there, you know, they show a lot of love.
Who hosted you on your official?
Brody.
Brody Meadows?
Yeah, Brody.
How was that?
It was good. You know, he always hosts me because, you know, he's from my school. We went to the same school. So, yeah, that was pretty cool, you know.
Oh, Brody Adams. You had Keelan.
Yeah, Brody Adams. Brody Adams.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's a good kid right there. I love me some Keelan Adams, man.
Yeah.
Did he take you anywhere good to eat while you were in town?
Say that again?
Did he take you anywhere good to eat while you were in town?
We went to this place. Well, actually, we had dinner in what was it? I think we was in the stadium in the skybox thing, I think.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Great eats up there, man. You know, it was lovely up there. You know, a kid had committed there, I think, while we was eating there. So, like, yeah, that was crazy.
Was that before or after you had committed?
That was before I committed.
Then you saw what happened, and you were like,
yeah,
you know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is home, man.
I got next.
Yes, sir.
What kind of music are you into, man?
What kind of music am I into?
Yeah.
You know, I like YoungBoy, you know, but I can go old school sometimes. You know about the Isley Brothers?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I like listening to type of music like that sometimes. But, you know, I can go YoungBoy sometimes, you know, Kodak Black. You know, it just go like that, stuff like that. Not really too serious.
Since they just dropped an album, though, what about Clips?
Clips? Ooh. What you know about them?
Man, yes, come on, bro. I was on the bus with my CD player listening to Lord Willing, man. They were my jam.
One of my, I think my dad was actually in one of their music videos. I know that's crazy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was in one of their music videos. That's going crazy. Yeah, I used to listen to them growing up, too, a little bit, you know. Just hearing my grandma, you know, my granddad, everybody play them, you know, just on the radio, you know, going to practice, stuff like that. You know, I grew up on a lot of that.
Nah, absolutely. I'm not a big YoungBoy guy or Kodak, but I like Young Nudie. I like Young Nudie a lot.
Young Nudie hard.
I love Future. Future is my favorite, probably, if I had to pick.
I listen to a lot of like local artists too out here. So,
oh, in the 7-5.
Yeah, sometimes like that.
Like who, man? Put me on.
Let's see. Who could you listen to? You know about his name, like really 448, something like that. He a nice rapper. He decent. He be flowing.
You got to text me some links.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Yeah, what do you listen to before games?
Oh, I be turnt before the games. Like what I listen to before the games, like you know about. It's like these new beats that these rappers be making, like these dark beats, and like that gentleman just get me in my mode. Like they'll be using the bells, like dum. That joint just be crazy. Like I'd be like, okay, that joint get me in my mood. Like you know Chucky?
Nah,
you don't know Chucky?
Nah, I don't know Chucky.
You gotta get on Chucky. You gotta get on YTB Fat. You gotta get on all them boys, man.
Okay.
You know, Lil Durk, you know, I get
yeah,
on.
I know Durk.
Yeah. A couple of these rappers, though, you may not know. You know, you might know, like, real mainstream. Like, Baby, I listen to Lil Baby.
Oh, yeah, I know Lil Baby.
Yeah. But that's probably about it before the games, though.
Hey, somebody I asked, that said they listen to gospel music before games, and I was like, I don't know if I could do that. It might put me at peace, but I need to be...
I know somebody that play Rain Sounds before the game.
Okay. That's a whole nother level of zen.
I'm telling you. I don't know how they do it, but whatever floats your boat, my boy.
Yeah. So coming into this, your senior year, now that you got your commitment out the way, what specifically about your game are you really trying to hone in on and work on before you even show up at Virginia Tech?
Really like getting off, going towards like my getting out of my stance. Really, it's really like I just came back from the field not too long ago. I say about 40 minutes ago. I just got showered from coming back from the field. But you know, I'm just working on my weaknesses because I went to this one school like on a visit. You know, they showed me all my weaknesses, so I just screenshotted that and I could just keep on working on my weaknesses. So. You know, stuff like that. That's really what I'm trying to work on. All my weaknesses. You know, why keep practicing all your strengths when you already got that? You might as well keep doing your weaknesses so you'll be good all around. So, you know, that's really what I'm trying to do before I get to Tech.
Yeah, man. You gotta. Who's your biggest rival out there in Green Run?
Morey.
Oh, yeah. I saw them play in the state game a couple years ago against Highland Springs.
Yeah, it's like we lost to them. Like I lost to them twice, my freshman year and my junior year. I lost to them twice, but it was like it's so crazy because like every time we played them, it'd be close games and like they nationally ranked. And like I don't understand why we ain't ranked for real because like. Every time we play them, we hit them in the mouth, too. You know, it'd be just like this. This close. It'd be just like that. So, you know, them boys hard, though. I played with most of the team when I was little. You know, we was all on the same team. So, that's really a big rival for me. You know, every time we played them, you know, they in Norfolk. We in Virginia Beach. So, it's kind of like they made it like the whole thing, like Beach versus Norfolk, stuff like that. So. You know, it'd be a big game, though. That don't be crazy. Like, so many people be out there. Like, my first game I played them at the Sportsplex, you would have thought it was, like, a real deal college game. There was so many people out there. Like, that's what really made me lock in, too, though, at that moment, too. When we played more, it was so much people. I never seen so many people in a game, for real, at that game, but... You know, you go to college and stuff, it's going to be way more people than that. But that was really a lot of people, though.
Yeah, you're about to have 66,000 people every Saturday locked in.
Yes, sir. I can't wait until I walk out that tunnel for the first time. That drone, I'm ready.
I'm going to be up in there tailgated up. I'm going to be locked in. Ready. I'm being sicko mode, ready to go.
I'm telling you, I like it.
What was your first Sandman experience like for a game? Not the spring game.
I think my first one was when I played Clemson, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it was when I played Clemson. Bro, the whole stadium was live. A dude came flying from out the helicopter, I think. They was letting off like these little bombs. Then a little fire drone was coming up when they was walking out. That drone was crazy, man. Sandman live. That drone live.
That Clemson game was live when we blocked that kick and ran it back. But yeah, that was about it.
That drone was crazy. It was a good game though. You know, we'll get them back.
Yeah, we got to.
For sure.
There's a lot of get back we gotta get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. But get back don't really got a date on it. So, you know, we're gonna see. You know.
We need 4 years of get back.
For sure. All 4 years. We're going to get that for sure.
Yeah.
We got to get that.
You making it to any games this year? Do you know?
Yes, sir. I heard you guys play. I heard we play Florida State.
Yeah. End of the season.
Gotta come. I'm coming to that one. I'm coming to a few more games, too. I got to get the schedule. I'm not sure if it's the same schedule as last year, because I still got last year's schedule up on my wall. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different, but we got Miami coming to town week 13. That's going to be a hell of a game.
Oh, yes. I got to get there. Got to get there for sure.
Yeah, Miami going to be crazy.
I know didn't Tech just have like this big concert in the middle of the field.
Yeah, Metallica Lane Stadium.
Yeah, I see a little picture right there. Yeah.
That's where I took it from. Yeah, because it was that was crazy. Like, I'm not a massive Metallica guy. Like, but I mean, I've been jumping the Sandman for like my whole life, so I had to go. You know what I'm saying?
It was that crazy though. Like,
yeah, it was nuts. It was biblical.
Yeah.
It was nuts, for sure.
That was crazy, man.
Man, what else you into besides training for football? Like, when you're not doing football, like, what does Tommy Wilder like to do? Like, what are you into?
I'm really a family man, you know. I help my mom around the house now because, like, you know, she's pregnant. You know, I got a little sister on the way. She has
Oh, man, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, man. She's having a baby shower, you know, tomorrow, so that's really what I've been doing. You know, I got a girlfriend, you know, just chilling with my girl, you know, that's probably about it.
Shout out to her.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
You're gonna need it, man. You gotta keep somebody keep you grounded after the games and stuff, bring you back down, you know. Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, Tommy, man, I appreciate you for real. Like, you are going to, like, we need, like, our offensive line play the last couple of years has not been very good. So, the fact that Matt Moore is there now, Coach Moore, and he's bringing in his guys, and you're one of them. Like, we are excited to have you,
man,
in the trenches.
These new commits that we just got, you know, we got us a little group chat, man. We looking crazy. So, Hokie Nation, I'm telling you, new trenches, you know, we coming for sure.
Yeah, man, that's where the game is won and lost, my brother, in the trenches.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, Tommy, man, I appreciate your time, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time, man. I appreciate you coming on here and giving Hokie Nation a little taste of the new star offensive lineman coming to Blacksburg from Green Run.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Hey, man, absolutely, man. As always, brother, go Hokies.
Go Hokies.